الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله، والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا، سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, ہمارے شیخ عارف باللہ رومی وقت مجدد زمانہ تبریز ثانی حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب ادام اللہ فرماتے ہیں کہ ہر بیان سے پہلے میک مذاکرہ آف ون سنت آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، تاکہ حضرت نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مبارک پیاری سنت امت میں پھر سے زندہ ہو جائے. And really the sunnats are the life wire of this ummat. If we have got sunnats in our lives, then we have got real power and we have got real life. If we haven't got sunnats in our lives, we are like dead bodies. Sunnat gives life to this ummat. The value of sunnat is the life, is the power, is the current of this ummat. Like we build a house, we give a contract to the electrician. He comes, he chops our walls, he put pipes in, and then he puts wiring. After everything, then he puts all the fittings, the fans, the lights, the fridge comes, the aircon comes, the microwave oven, but nothing is working still because the current is not coming. When the current comes, suddenly everything works. Like that is the value of sunnat in this ummat. If we got everything in its place, but there aren't the sunnats, then there isn't like the current flowing. And when the current is flowing, everything is working, then we get the benefit. That is when Islam, what we can understand, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When Allah's help comes and the opening comes, يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. People will enter into Islam, huge, huge numbers will be entering. We will be shocked and surprised that this country so many people entering into Islam, that country so many people entering into Islam. This will happen when we bring sunnats into our lives. That is when Allah Ta'ala will bring this opening. So therefore, sunnats are very, very important. In this ayah that I have recited and on which I wish to base my talk, that what was the result of the effort of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was the Rasul of Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin minkum. Walakin Rasulullah. He was the Rasul of Allah. Wa khatamun nabiyyin. And he was the seal of all the prophets, of all the Rasuls. So he was the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, also we should understand one very important thing, which we can understand by this example. A person went to a doctor. Usko koi problem tha, bimari thi jo bhi. Doctor ne sab diagnose kara, sab check kara. Phir bimari dawa likhi, kya kya diya dawa wagera. When he came out from the doctor's surgery, he had a friend who was a shoemaker. So the shoemaker asked him, what did the doctor say? So he said, he diagnosed me with this sickness, that sickness. What medicine did he prescribe? He showed him this medicine here. So he looked at it all. He says, but your shoes are broken. He didn't write anything for your shoes. So that's not a doctor's work. Your sandals are broken, your shoes are broken. That's not the doctor's, and ask the doctor to about that. Yes, if the doctor say, don't fix up your shoes, then something is wrong with the doctor. But he doesn't say anything about your shoes, you mustn't go to the shoemaker, you must go. That's not his work. So Allah's Rasul's work is not to show miracles, though plenty miracles. Nabi's work was to show miracles. Those were their credentials to prove that they were the Rasuls of Allah Ta'ala. But otherwise, that was just their proof, their certificate, that I am a Rasul of Allah, this is my certificate. But their work wasn't to show miracles. Today with Buzurgs also, we expect miracles. And today it can be the most learned person, the most pious person. If we hear some miracle, koi buzurg ki karamat, oh, to phir kya kehna. And what is, like for example, buzurg, agar suna ke koi buzurg hawa mein urte hai, to ho, ye to bahut bade buzurg hai, hawa mein urte hai, to makhiya bhi urti hai. The flies are also flying, so you must say, Mr. Fly, you are a big buzurg. I want to become bad with you, because you fly in the air. तो हवा में उड़ने का ये कोई करामत और कोई बड़ी चीज नहीं है. In the same way, to walk on the water, to swim, etc. वो मछली भी करती है, वो कोई कमाल की बात नहीं है. And what is कमाल? Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh, 10 years one person stayed by him, unki khidmat mein rahe. 10 baras ke baad unhone kaha, Hazrat mujhe ijazat do, main chalta hu, I'm going away. Kyun bhai, kya hua? Maine aaj tak aapki koi karamat nahi dekhi, 10 baras aapke saath reh raha hu. So he asked that, ye 10 baras mein you saw me breaking one command of Allah, you saw me any time that I did anything against sunnat. He said, no, that I never saw. He said, usse barkar kaun si karamat tujhe chahe? Al istiqamatu fauqa alfa karama. To have istiqamat on deen at all times, to be properly on deen. He says, maine to kabhi aapko ye bhi nahi dekha ki aap Allah se ghafil ho ek second ke liye. I never saw you unmindful of Allah even for one second. Zalim, phir usse barkar kaun si karamat tujhe chahiye? This is the greatest karamat, to be istiqamat on deen at all times. So that we have to understand the mission of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wasn't here to show karamats, or he wasn't here, the mushrikeen of Makkah, they should say that you should be a very rich man and you should be giving out money all day. That's not the work of a Nabi. Or they should ask for all other things. His work is in ana illa naziru wa bashir. I'm here to warn you if you break the laws of Allah, and I'm here to give you good glad tidings if you fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So Muhammadur Rasulullah, he's the Rasul of Allah. And yeah, also one thing we should try and keep in mind, kabhi Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam koi bhi Nabi ko prophet na kahe. Don't call any Nabi a prophet. And in some of our kitabs, Tabligh-e-Nisab, also the old ones, prophet is written. When we read, don't read prophet. Read Rasul of Allah. Read Nabi of Allah. Why? Because the word prophet in the English language is used for these fortune tellers. These people, gypsies, who stay in their caravans, and they move from town to town, and they say fortunes of people, all lies. What they know? If they really knew fortune, they should tell their own fortune. But they do, just like you gave financial advisors. If financial advisors were so good, they should be the richest in the world. They shouldn't come and work for other people and give them advice. They should invest their money and make big, big money. All just gimmicks, and unfortunately we just fall for all this. So anyway, so the word prophet is actually used for these gypsies. So we and in the English culture, these gypsies, this fortune tellers, also the low class society. They are like low class. So they have made us use the word prophet. There are many other things they made us use of our deen, which is derogatory. And they made us use it in that way, and we don't realize that we are doing that. So to justify it, what we say, holy prophet. So that doesn't still make it anything. Like you say, there is beer is haram. Now you say halal beer. Today everything got halal tag on it. Anything you see, people who give halal certificates, they even gave a halal certificate for a broom. The broom also is halal. A certificate for that also. So halal today has become so a play word. Anything, just put halal there. And we have become so gullible, we don't give it a second thought. We just say halal, yeah, it's halal. One person went in the OFS, the Free State, now New Province Free State, the old Orange Free State. So previously, pehle, Indian log, Indians were not allowed to even, only you got a 24-hour permit to pass through. You couldn't stop in the Free State before. So this person, now it's all open. So he went one place, he was passing a shop written halal. So he said, yeah, you're getting halal food. So he went and buy also. So that white man who was there, he asked him, what does this halal mean? So he said, I also don't know what it means. But I see since I put it, my sales have increased. Like a taweez, he put it. Like you put a taweez and barkat. So he said, since the Muslim, they just see halal, finish, it's halal. No, there can be so many. They are selling liquor also there. They are selling pork also there. But we will be happy because it's halal side. No, we shouldn't be just overtaken by all these things. We should find out reality. So anyway, our food also, we should be careful what we consume and what we are eating. So anyway, Allah sent his, so the word prophet, we should try not use it. That is used for these gypsies. And just by saying holy prophet doesn't make it holy. Just like beer, you say halal beer. There can't be halal beer. And there can't be halal pork either. These things are haram. They are finished. They are haram. So we should be careful what we use. So anyway, Allah says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah. What is Rasul? Messenger of Allah. He has brought Allah's message to us. In another ayat, Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal Rasul, O Rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min Rabbik. Make tabligh, convey. Ma unzila, everything which Allah had revealed to you. Jami'u ma jabihi Jibreel. Everything what Jibreel alayhi salam told you, don't hide one thing about it also. Don't change one thing also. As Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought Allah's deen to you, everything just like that, you conveyed ma unzila ilayka min Rabbik. Wa illam taf'al, if you don't do that, فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ, then you haven't conveyed the message of Allah Ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this is a miracle of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In 10 short years of Medina Sharif, that is really where deen was taught and was given to the ummah. In Makkah Sharif, 13 years, there was a lot of mujahada. Mushrikeen, kuffar ke charo taraf se yalghar tha. Aur kis tariqe se musalmanon ke khilaaf wo mehnat aur koshish karte the. Ek second ka sukoon nahi tha Makkah Sharif mein. Medina Sharif mein bhi. To at least 23 times Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself went in jihad, and all the time there was the fear of the Jews, of the munafiqeen, that they were put in that short period of 10 years, the whole of deen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed it on to the sahaba ikram. It's a miracle really, and we should appreciate our Nabi. Kis tarah se anthak mehnat ki, raat din mehnat ki. Agar hadith ki kitab hum pare to jagah jagah par padte, kunna jalasna ma rasulillah, kunna fi majlis rasulillah, kunna namshi ma rasul. Everywhere Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was teaching deen. Walking with the sahaba, he taught them something about deen. Sitting, perhaps just having like what we will say tea or something, also then teaching deen all the time. So in 10 short years, the whole of deen, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught it to the Sahaba-e-Kiram. This was a great, great achievement of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then to find out whether my mission has been completed in Hajjatul Wada, the last and final Hajj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked the Sahaba on the plains of Arafat, Hal ballaghtu ar-risala? This duty which Allah gave me to convey the whole of deen to mankind, have I done my duty? The Sahaba replied in one word, in one voice, which till today when we go to Rozai Mubarak, we say these words, Qad ballaghtu ar-risala, wa adayta al-amana, wa nasahta al-umma, wa kashafta al-ghumma, فَجَزَاكَ anna khaira. Oh my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have done your duty. The whole of deen you have conveyed it. So we'll come later inshallah to what this duty is, and we also have got this duty. And what is this duty? How must we fulfill it? But before that, let us see the result of this duty. The result of this duty, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَاهُ, those who were with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba-e-Kiram radiyallahu ta'ala. Yeah, Allah says, مَعَاهُ, those who were with him. Not only body presence, but not only physical presence, by heart and soul, by mind and heart, who are also present and devotees of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who gave their lives. And Allahu Akbar, one friend of ours, we were in India just now, and he used to introduce, before the talk he gave a short introduction, but what perfection and kamal he made. In a few words, he gave such an introduction. On one place he explained that Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was one sahabi. And before, he didn't accept Islam immediately, but he loved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa very dearly, sincerely. He had great love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in that process, one day he brought a gift, hadiah, present. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko pesh kiya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne farmaya, Adi, main aapka hadiah nahi le sakta hoon, jab tak ke tum Islam na qabool karo. You accept Islam. So he said that Adi loved Muhammad, but he did not love Muhammadiyat. He loved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a person, but the mission and the object of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he did not love. He loved the Nabi, he did not love Nabuwat. The Nabi of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, he loved, but the mission and object of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was still not in his heart. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my person, as a person you love me, Mubarak, but what I came for, what my mission is, that I want you to love, you accept Islam. Then I can accept your hadiah. So this is the important thing. That then he went on, he says, many of us, we respect and we have honor for buzurgs, for ulama. But what the ulama stand for their deen and their mission, that we don't fulfill. We love the ulama, we love the buzurgs, we make the khidmat also. But what they want, really, if they are also sincere, that's not our person we want, that you must like us, you must give us presents for our person's sake, personal sake. No, the mission which I am standing for, this deen of Islam, we want you to practice on that. If a person doesn't give any present or anything, but he's practicing what the bayan was, we give a bayan, and there are lessons in the bayan. A person who takes those lessons and start bringing it in his life, you give your life for that person. But that person who just listens and no change in his life, no difference in him, he's just carrying on doing still what he wants to, so he hasn't appreciated you. Then he went on to say also that we love buzurgs, but buzurgiyat we don't love. He said we love Dioban, but we don't love Diobandiyat. The ulama of Dioband, we respect what great sacrifices, what great work they did. But what Dioband stands for, that we don't even know what it stands for. What is the mission and what is the object of Diobandiyat? That mission of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi, that sublime sunnats, pure sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi, Tawheed in its perfect form, without any adulteration of Tawheed, of oneness of Allah Ta'ala, that is what it's there. So that is what has to come into us.
So those who are with Nabi وَالَّذِينَ مَعَاهُ, those who are with him, those die-hard Sahaba al-Kiram who said سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we hear and we obey. Whatever you say, my Nabi sir, those are the people today who stay with ulama, we hear Jummah bayan, we hear any other bayan, who stay with Mashaykh and Ahlullah, and they stay with them, and what they are teaching and talking, that we accept. So much so, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَعَلِّمُ كَلِمَاتِ, I will teach you some words. فَمَنْ يَأْخُذُ مِنِّي, but then who is it of you who will take this? That is, who is going to practice on it? Today we hear a lot of things, but we don't practice. We hear a lot of this, read this wazifa. So much so, that for example, how much we speak, that Jummah you must read Durood Sharif. Today Jummah is passed, how many Duroods did we read? And Durood, even if no bayan is given, how important isn't it to read Durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How much we speak that before eating read Bismillah, but still generally we see nobody pays attention. No Bismillah, we think we read Bismillah. But really if we check for ourselves, hardly any one of us reads Bismillah before eating. All these basic things. So that is what is the love of a Buzurg. That what he's teaching, that comes into our lives. Then we can say we appreciate. So the Sahaba, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَاهُ, who were with him, not only physically, but their hearts, and they took on everything what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the result of this? See what was the effort of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَشِدَّاهُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ, they were very hard and strong against the non-believers. They didn't have a soft spot for the non-believers. To give them da'wat and bring them in Islam, that was the mission of their life. They gave da'wat all the time, but they didn't have any soft spot for them. Today we, the Americans, what the Jews, their culture, so much so I usually say that a child is born, the child is still 1 day old. And if the mother have to put on a kurta for the boy, or if it's a girl, she puts on a burqa for the girl. Even the pious people of the family, they will say, Amriti burqa pe charawi dido. You put a burqa already from now, she's only 1 day old, you put her in burqa already. Amriti kurta pe charawi dido. Put on kurta for him, he's only 1 day old. But you put a Jewish dress, Christian dress, nobody, already from now you're making her like a Jew, you're making her like a Yahudi, you're making like a Isai, Nasara, nobody will say that. But you, and this is of good families I'm talking, that if they have to do the little boy, small topi on his head, as kurta, and then we will say, oh, from now already topi for the child, from now kurta already for the child, but we put all the Western t-shirt and that, all jeans and that, nobody will have a complaint. They'll say, oh, so cute he looks. This is, we have to analyze our iman, whether there is iman in us or not. That the ways of the non-believers, that appeals to us, it's cute, it's smart. And the ways of Islam, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we don't like, that is outdated, out fashion. We have to check our own iman. So the sahaba which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had produced, their nature, ashidda'u ala al-kuffar, they were hard and strong against the non-believers. Today we got a soft point for their soft hard place in our heart for them. Imagine that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when Islam was spreading, lands and lands were being conquered, new countries came under the Islamic banner and flag. So there were negotiations with those countries as they were overtaking those countries. So one place where they're sitting and having meals with the non-believers, one lukma, one morsel of food, wo ek sahabi Hazrat Huzaifa ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu ta'ala unke haath se gir jata hai aur dasturkhan par girta hai bila takalluf. Mere Nabi ki sunnat hai, wo uthaya, saaf kiya, khaya. Unke paas, the person who was sitting next to him, he said, aap aisa na kare, don't do this like that. These are cultured people. Like we say today, I to dhoriyao cha. He looked na sami em no karo. He looked to bo em chara dhoriyao cha. He looked na bo vichari ne kaam karo anu. That we must respect them and that. At the top of his voice, he said, a atroku sunnat habibi leha ulai al-humaqa. Must I give up the sunnat of my habib, my beloved, for this stupid, ignorant people. Aise mizaj sahaba ka. کا بنا تھا اور آج ان کے ہر چیز ہمارے گھروں میں گھسی ہوئی اور ہمارے لباس میں گھسے ہوئے ہمارے دل اور دماغ میں ان کی محبت گھسی ہوئی ہے صحابہ کا یہ مزاج تھا اشداء علی الکفار today our lifestyle is like that of the non-believers one time when Hadraji Maulana Inam ul-Hassan sahab all our buzurgs came then they were leaving I was with them in Newtown Masjid Maulana Saeed Khan sahab rahmatullah alayh of Madinatul Munawwara one person local South African became good friends with him so when they were leaving he told Hazrat on that last day in the morning I'm inviting you for breakfast by my house they had become very informal be takalluf ho gaye the so Maulana told I'm not coming to your house he said Maulana I'm inviting you why you don't come he says you're not calling me for breakfast he said, I'm calling you for breakfast he says no you're calling me for barkat in your house so he said yeah it's true that is why I want you to come so barkat comes buzur comes in my house there will be barkat Maulana said your house is full of the dining suit couches, all those things. Oh, there is nothing Islamic in your lounge, in your house. Everything is Western style. So by me coming and all that Western style, how will barakat come? You take out that, you bring al-bazazatu min al-iman. Simplicity is part of iman. And you bring simplicity in your house, even no buzurg will come. The biggest buzurg is sunnat. When there is sunnat in your house, how will barakat will come in your house? And then if some buzurg will come, noorun ala noor, more barakat. For example, if a person is doing haram business, gambling, selling liquor, and he said, say some buzurg, come to my business and make dua for barakat. If the buzurg goes there, the buzurg will lose his iman. That he goes and make dua for barakat in gambling or in liquor or selling haram, etc. So we have to consider today, hamara dimag ulta hoga, ulti ganga chal rahi hai, aur hame kuch samajh mein bhi nahi aa raha hai. And we are happy. Allahu Akbar. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the son of Hazrat Umar radiallahu, he said the time will come, the masjid will be full of musallis, that there won't be one mu'min, one believer. Outward amal will be there, but iman gharat. Iman will have been taken away. We have to be very careful which today fitna ka door hai. Fitanan ka laylil muzlim. Fitna is like a dark night, like the tasbih dana is broken the string and all the beads are just going out. Fitnas every day, there are new fitnas today. And from what sources, inside fitnas, outside fitnas, today is a dangerous time. So one important thing is the quality of the sahaba by the efforts of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ashidda'u ala al-kuffar, ruhama'u baynahum, and amongst themselves, great love for one another, great feeling for one another. Today, think for ourselves. We are in our shops and these collectors come, people who do collection, and they got a special style. Assalamu alaikum. When they make salam, then we say, oh, musibat came again. And then we turn our backs and we go and hide away somewhere. And we tell the secretary, just tell them, boss is not in. Eh? So for the Muslims, this is our attitude. And some doro comes in dressed well with shirt, suit, tie, etc. Then, ya manier, wukhandat manier, wat kan ik voor je doen vandaag? I'm at your service today. For the kuffar, we have become soft. And for our believers, we have become hard. Jamaat comes to our door. Oh, I pachi taklif jamaat aveli chhe. Again, now they disturbing us. We're having meals. I pachi pacha taklif dawa awa. Hey, for them, we have this attitude. And somebody comes, let's go see football match. Let us go and see this, this what's happening. Something here, else something is happening. Ready we are. All the time. So this was not. So this is that effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That for deen, the sahaba was strong. And for everything against deen, they were very hard against those things. أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ And what was the condition you'd see them? تَرَاهُمْ سُجَّدًا That they are making, they are in sajda, they are in ibadat. تَرَاهُمْ سُجَّدًا رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا In ruku, in sajda. That today, how little we see. Today we are my Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in Germiston used to say that in India one person told, and there the hearts were clean, the people. You could tell a person anything, he accepted. So one person told another person to muttama mutto shaitan che. The why? He said to chillo awe namaz ma ane to pello jai. You come last for namaz and you are the first to go. Today we can't tell anyone. Today people, they take too much offense, too sensitive for small things. But there the hearts, sade log the, jaise chahe unko keh do, unko koi bura nahi lagta tha. Tu zalim hai, tu aisa hai, unko bura aaj apne aulad ko nahi keh sakte. Wahan to apne aulad ko kaise log bolte hain, lekin wo mante hain. Lekin yahan to nahi bol sakte, police ko ja ke bula denge. Aur Europe mein to aur bhi, wo to qaid kara denge. Wahan to police ko bula ke qaid kara dete hain. Aisa zamana aa gaya. Baharhal, so today we come, we hardly see people. Masjid also last minute we come, and we are the first to go, last in, first out, right? So with the labor laws have taken also so much effect on us. Labor laws also are last in, first out, if you want to fire somebody. So we also, we come last in and we are first out. We haven't got, and Allahu Akbar, if we come little early, 1-2 minutes, and we just sit in the masjid also, and after namaz also sit 1-2 minutes, read little some duas, wasifas. It comes in the hadith when a person is sitting waiting for namaz, or after namaz he sits little while. While he's sitting, farishtas are making dua for him. Allahumma aghfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu. If you get the duas of the farishta, what a great thing. You sit little while, as long as you got time, but don't just get up and run away. Try and sit little bit, you get the duas of the farishtas. And if you get the farishtas duas, phir aur kya chahiye uske baad? Now kitni buzurgi hai duao. فرشتوں کی ان کی دعا ملتی ہے تو اللہ ہمیں توفیق عطا فرمائے تو یہ ہے کہ وہ ایسا مزاج ہمارا بھی ہونا چاہے کہ کفار and not only the kuffar, all the things of the kuffar. Hey, it is famously said that before the Muslims didn't hate the kuffar, they hated kufr. Hey, the kuffar, they invited them to Islam, but they hated kufr. Today we don't hate kufr. All the ways of kufr, their dressing, their lifestyle, their schooling, their education, all the things are prime objects in our lives. For our girls, university, schooling, Allahu Akbar. Now Ustad Hafiz Muhammad Sallu Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, there was imtihan of the maktab in Germiston. That time I was in Germiston. And the town also came, the imtihan, Mali Sahibs, the Imumtahin Hazrat, they were also there. So one man came up, those were the days of apartheid, and he told our Ustad Hafiz Sallu Sahib that I want to send my daughter to England to become a doctor. Yeah, universities and that were not open for non-whites. So I want to send her there. She's a young girl. She in England of 50 years ago. Today, mashallah, lot of deen in UK, many places, lot of deen. You think you're in an Islamic country there, but I'm talking of 50 years ago, what was the condition? She's going to be alone there. Please make dua, Allah must protect her. Hafiz Sahib was Allah wala. He thought for a minute or two, and then he said, what you are telling me is that you are sending your daughter in the rain, and I must make dua, she mustn't get wet. If she's going in all that fitna, now how is she going to stay pure in that fitna? That fitna has to come. She's a young woman. Today many men say, we speak to women in our shops, business, etc. We don't get any bad ideas. If butter doesn't melt in front of fire, it's not butter. If a man doesn't get infected with women associating and dealing, he has to check up his hormones. He's a problem. He's not a man. He's maybe something else. If he doesn't get feelings and he doesn't get something in him, he's some other creation of Allah Ta'ala. A man by nature, he has to be affected. But why did Allah, our creator, make laws of parda? Why did Allah Ta'ala say, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ, keep your gazes under control. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنْ, for the woman, keep your gazes under control. Allah knows, Allah, we the parcels of Allah. Allah is our maker. He knows what our desires and our nature is. So to protect us, He gave us laws also. And if we say, no, it doesn't affect me. I'm like wood. When it comes to woman, I'm like a stone. It doesn't affect me anything. I can be a known what a woman, it won't affect me, nothing. Then you're not a man. You may be something, some whatever, other creation of Allah. But you're not a man. You have to be affected if that is the case. So this, the ways of kufr today, we hate the kuffar, but we don't hate the kufr. And the days of before, they hated the kufr, but they did not hate the kafir, they invited him towards Islam. So ashiddaw al kuffar ruhama bainahum tarahum ruk'an sujjadan. You see them all the time in ibadat. There was not a long time, I remember when I was in Germiston. In fact, all the masjids on the East Rand, Germiston, Benoni, Springs, Boxburg, East Rand, any time you go in the, in Germiston particularly, my house was with the Jamaat Khana. It was one building like there. Every day about 9:30, 10 o'clock, 3-4 old people should come to the masjid. And till Zuhar time they should read Quran Sharif. And they had the habit reading loudly and reading Gujarati translation also loud, they should read together with it. Till Zuhar, making their namaz, making duas, chash namaz, reading. Today you don't see that. My one uncle, Allah give him Jannat, I remember very well, he should say every day he opens his shop at 7 o'clock. 6 o'clock he's in the shop. According to Islamic dates, he reads his one supara every day in the shop. He should be up from tahajjud and then he should read at home. But in the shop, one supara every day. Today, who of us reads Quran in the shop? In the cars, we must read Quran. Today, in the masjids, there isn't Quran left. If you see a few people reading today, Quran is like something different. Like maybe somebody passed away, some khatam they making. But whereas Quran was supposed to be so much alive in us, this was the quality of the Sahaba. All the time in the tarahum, rukkan, sujjadan. And why? Yabtaghuna fadlam min Allahi wa ridwana. They were always seeking the fadl, the kindness of Allah. Today, what are we seeking? More business, open another shop, buy another property, go for this holiday, go for this tour, extend my house, now make this renovation. Today, we dunya all the time. But they, what did they want? All the time. Yabtaghuna, that was their desire, in their heart's desire, that how can I make my Allah happy? How, what can I do? Make more tilawat, make more dhikr, etc. All the time their concern was deen, was the pleasure of Allah, was akhirat. We don't even think of Allah Ta'ala. Where are we going to think of the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? With the thought of qabr doesn't come to us. And so sad, one nearby country not long ago, we were there, there was a janaza. So they were waiting people from South Africa also who were crossing the border. Janaza time was 9 o'clock and by about 9:30 they were still waiting for some cars to come. So some came and some didn't come, so they decided, let's make the janaza. How long are we going to wait? And the cars that were held up, they had a puncture. Now when they're going to fix their puncture, when they're going to come? So at that time, crucial time like this, one person thinks of making a stupid joke. So he said, what he announced, the whole place was full. From the back he said, just hold on still, one car coming. So they asked, where is this? Maybe he got a phone call or something. Which is the car? He said, only left Joburg now. They're making a joke at janaza time like this. He was being sarcastic that you waited half an hour, you wasted our time. In other words, so one car, you waited so long, so wait for that car from Joburg. They just left Joburg now. Today our condition, janaza, mayyat, so your family, and today we're talking on the phone, cricket score, soccer score, janaza ka mawqa, and we're not worried about our maut, whereas maut must be in front of our eyes all the time. Hey, and ye dunya, our life is like a bubble. A bulbula hai hamari zindagi. And a bubble, when the lights shine on it, it looks beautiful. Yellow color, that bubble, blue, purple, green, beautiful color. Our lives are rosy. Beautiful house, beautiful gardens, food, now and then a braai, now and then a party, everything going, traveling, etc. But that bubble burst very soon. Either it burst in this way in our life. Now what we find out? My daughter is pregnant, a haram pregnancy. She's not married and now she's pregnant. The bubble has burst. Where must I go and hide my face? Ab kisko muh dikhao, kahan muh chupao? Kya main karu ab? Or my son is now in drugs and rehabilitation after rehabilitation. 20,000, 30,000 for rehabilitation. nothing helping. Now the bubble has burst. So when we deen is not in our how in our lives, dunya, it looks nice like a shining bubble. But then when the haqiqat comes and it hits hard at us, then we realize, arre yaar, kya ho gaya? Kaise maine kaise ghaflat ki? Meri aulaad ke baare mein, I didn't think that what and what could have happened. I send them here to this university, to that school, and today all these things are happening. So and finally the bubble is going to burst when mort will come, or the bubble burst when now you have been diagnosed with cancer. Sab kuch hai, karoron ki daulat hai. And what is daulat? Daulat haqiqat mein do laat hai. That when a person dies, our back has got two parts. To yehi daulat do laat maar ke qabar mein utar deti hai. To yehi daulat hamari do laat hai, aur kuch nahi hai. Aur hum isko bahut bari koi cheez samajhte hai. To ye duniya ki cheez hai, aadmi ko dhoka mein dalti hai. Aur haqiqat jo hai, wo qabar aakhirat ki zindagi. Allahu Akbar. The qabar, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, imma rawdatum min riyadil jannah aw hufarum min hufarin nar. It's a garden of the gardens of Jannah, or it's a pit of fire of the pits of fire of Jahannam. What we know, what will be our condition in the qabar? Uski koi fikr nahi. We worried of heart problem, little bit chest pain, little bit short breath. Oh doctor, now every day jogging we see the person, now his diet is so conscious, just because little bit angina, heart attack or something. And heart attack is no big problem. People get 10 heart attacks. Mort attack is a problem. One mort attack and you are gone. You can get 10, 20 heart attacks. Kuch nahi hota hai. Mort attack ek ho jaye, phir khatam qissa. To ye hai, chhora sa ye, uski bahut zyada fikar. Lekin qabr mein kya hoga? Nobody is worried. What will happen in my qabr? If I'm doing a deal, and there is a possibility I might lose 20,000. I might lose 1 million, 2 million. Oh, pareshani. Puri raat neend nahi aati. Now we are worried. One person, he borrowed money from his friend from Musabe. 1 million rand, and he gave him a check. End of the month you must deposit it. So 28th of the month, now Musabe is worried that he hasn't got the money to pay. The friend who took a loan from Musabe, so now that friend of his was worried, I haven't got the money to deposit 28th, another 2 days, end of the month. So he's pacing his house up and down the whole night. I haven't got money to deposit. Wife is the first person to make out that my husband has got problems. He's not eating right. He's not sleeping right. He's got some. She asks, what's wrong? Why are you not sleeping? He says that check, he's going to deposit it in 2 days' time. And I haven't got the money to deposit. She was a very clever, or rather shrewd wife. So what she told him, she said, phone Musabe. And she told him, see, my husband hasn't got the money to deposit. You don't deposit the check. And she put the phone down. And she told her husband, now you sleep. Now Musabe is going to walk up and down. Whole night he's going to walk up and down that the money is not coming in. You don't worry. You sleep now. Let him start walking up and down. So ye hai dunya ki haqeeqat. So ye wo kuch bhi nahi hai dunya. Ye ek dhoka ki cheez hai. Ek saaya hai. Dunya is a shadow of akhirat. Aur saaya, the shadow, even you stay, you jump on the shadow, you try and fasten it with a chain, kya hath mein aayega? Haqeeqat hath mein aajaye, saaya khud ba khud aata hai. Akhirat ki fikr kare, work for akhirat, dunya khud ba khud saath mein aajati hai. Dunya kahin nahi ja sakti. Aur dunya ke liye mehnat karte, ek saaya ke liye kuch bhi hath mein nahi aayega. Aur phir Allah hifazat kare, qabar mein jaye, khali hath jaye to bhi theek hai, lekin ulta gunah se gunah bhare hue lade hue aur qabar mein jaye to wahan kya hoga? To what, it will be either a garden of Jannat, the qabar, or it will be a pit and fire of Jahannam. And we are all going there, and we are advised in the hadith to go and visit the qabristan at least once a week, and preferably on Friday. And yeah, mashallah, in Potis it is so easy, so near, not far. We're just coming to the masjid, going to the masjid Friday after Fajr. Thursday in Lichtenberg, the whole jamaat, they've got a very good system. Almost the whole jamaat on Thursday night, they go qabristan. They go and visit. Those who don't manage Thursday night, Friday they go. So we should introduce these things in our life. And the purpose of going qabristan is not to go and make isale sawab, dua, maghfirah. That we have to do when we go. That we can do from anywhere in the world. The purpose is to see, this is my real plot. That 2 by 2 square meter, that little plot, this is my plot forever in the akhirat. Dunya, I can have a plot to 200 square meters, 500 square meters. I got 20 hectares, I got 50 hectares. Woh sab chhod ke jayenge. Aur woh 2 by 2 woh jo hai, wahi hamara plot hoga. And we preparing so much for this dunya. Bahlul was a person, a buzurg, majzub. Majzub is like a person who screws are loose. He talks also all, but he was really a big buzurg. And he was very close, a friend of Harun al-Rashid Badshah. So, and he was known to be a foolish, these people are like that, these majzubs. They talk all funny things, so he was regarded like a foolish person. So Harun al-Rashid one day gave him his walking stick and told him, you are the most foolish person. If you find somebody more foolish than you, give him the stick. So a few months, years passed, and he didn't find anyone. Whoever he found is more stupid. So he said, must be somebody even more stupid. So he heard the king, hey, he's sick, terminally ill. Maradul maut, wafat ki maraz. So he came and visited the king again. So he said, king, you are, it looks like you're going to, he said, yeah, I'm going to die. So he says, when will you come back again? He said, Bahlul, you're so stupid, don't you know? A person who dies doesn't come back again. So he says that, you're going to stay there forever then? He said, yeah. He said, then here in this world, you should go check your country, what's happening here, what's happening here. You should go, and then you knew, I'm going for 5 days, I'm going for a week. So you should make all arrangements. He said, yeah, proper arrangement. I should send my police, my soldiers, my do my accommodation, my food, everything, make full arrangement. Security, intelligence on the security, everything I should do. So he said, what preparation you have made for Akhirat? How many soldiers, how many police? He said, Behlul, you're so stupid. Who can send police there in the qabr and prepare for that? He says, then king, I think you are most stupid. You are the most stupid person. That where you are going permanently and you prepared nothing for that life. For dunyas, for every small thing you made so much preparation. And today in our toilets, so lot, plastic flowers. What they purpose, they serve plastic for flowers. But if the West are putting plastic flowers in their toilet, we also have to put plastic flowers. If they putting a mat in the bathroom, on no purpose it serves. The only purpose, you slip on it, you break your head and your back. But because they putting it, we must put it. And Indian culture, we go anywhere, Makkah Sharif hotels, Medina Sharif, anywhere in the world, Dubai, then the shampoo bottles and oil bottles, put them in our bag. And then come put them in our bathroom here. Yeah. What purpose they serve, but we have to put it there. That's our nature, that we have to do all those things. So we copy them everything. But what did we prepare for the qabr? How do we even think of the qabr and we have to prepare? Maut comes at any time to any person. What did we prepare for the qabr? So the sahaba were that all the time. يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا سِمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ. You could see in their faces that the ibadah they used to make, what their condition was. Today we see our condition, that you had a good, today men also put cream on their faces, and men also put perfume, and all or toiletries and all things, men also, these were things for women, now men also. But the sahaba were those people that the signs of ibadah was on them. The isar, to give up things for the sake of other people. This was that band of people Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented. Time is going so fast. These very sahaba, what was their condition before Islam? Idol worshippers. So poor that anything moving on the grounds, a snake, a rat, they used to eat it. They were in so much of poverty. Blood of any type on the ground, they should drink it. If my father passes away, the son would inherit his mother. If he wants to, he would marry her. If he wants to, he would keep her as a slave. This, and from there, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, jo khud raah pe nahi the, auron ke haadi ban gaye. Those who were not on the path themselves, they became the guides of the people till today. The sahaba, we take what inspiration from the sahaba. This was the effort of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what effort we have to make? There are three efforts. Every parent, mother and father, every ustad in the madrasa, we are not talking of school, that is their business, but in our, what is our circles, and all the seniors in the community, especially those who are mutawallis, trustees, all the seniors in the community, we all have got three basic duties. One is that we have to do, what is our duty? To pass deen on to the generation that is coming. We are going. Then the deen has to stay. It must stay in the younger generation. So this, that we have to pass deen, is on three levels. The first is that the knowledge of deen must be given. Every parent must see that my child is getting the knowledge of deen. Not just happy my child is going madrasa, is my child learning or not learning, what is happening in the madrasa? The parent must have worry. The ustad helps. He must also see that he's teaching properly. And the seniors in the town, the mutawallis, the trustees, they must see madrasa is functioning properly. Ustads are coming on time, everything. They are finishing their syllabus, children are getting their education. But education is not enough. Who doesn't know five times namaz is for us? How many of us make our five times namaz? Knowing is not enough. How many of us, who is it who doesn't know lying is guna? But we lie, biting, ghibat. But we, who doesn't know it's a guna? But we are all the time in this gunas. So knowledge is not enough. It is necessary, not enough. The next is, all these three people, parents, ustads and the seniors of the town, we have to make this effort also, that the people are practicing on deen. And an environment of deen is being created. Not just it's enough that I'm making my namaz. We must have this worry. For that, mashallah, Tabligh Jamaat is doing what a job. How many people are coming namaz? Women are coming in. That is a duty of everyone. The parents also, all my children, that they are practicing on deen also. The ustads also, and the seniors and elders of the town also. And that is also not enough. Because as long as we are making them do this, they will do. The day we're not there, or they are gone in a different environment, they gone to school, university, how many girls wear ijab from home? But when they come to school, out with the ijab, they put it in their bag. How many people, they wear tops and t-shirts and jeans. On top of it, big Arab kurta. But when they go, when they, the minute out of their parents' eyes, etc., off with the kurta. Now you see them in jeans and t-shirt. Eh? So these things are not going to. One place, girls were completing Mishkat Sharif. And the next day we found that same girls who completed Mishkat Sharif, nothing on their head, open hair, tops and pants, and they are walking around. Alimas. They are alimas and they are walking. So just the knowledge is not enough. And just seeing that they're making amal under our eyes is also not. Another very important third, that we create the love of deen in their hearts. That from within themselves they love deen. And they give them. And more than that, they become die hearts for deen. And more than that, they become concerned. I must pass deen on to other people also. This is our duty. And this was the work of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he prepared the band of the sahaba, which we say today, Allah declared, radiyallahu anhum, radiyallahu, Allah is pleased with them, wa radu an, and they are pleased with Allah. If we will do this effort, then Allah will bring that within us, that we will present this group of Muslims, that will be such, then you'll see, yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja, people will come into the fold of Islam, armies and armies will come into the fold of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. I think I must bring my talk to an end now. Otherwise, one place, one Maulana was making bayan, and Urdu in those days, nobody was understanding, and his subject matter also was very high. So one person got up, went away, another person, finally all went away. Then the muazzin came and left the key by him. He said, hey Maulana, when you finish your bayan, you lock up the masjid, I'm also going now. So I don't want that to happen to me, that it goes down in my history, that everyone walked away and muazzin left the key with me. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين يا الله جو کہا سنا قبول فرما اس پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرما اے مولا کریم
کہے یا نہ کہے، سنے یا نہ سنے، آپ وہ قادر قدیر ہو کہ آپ ہماری دلوں میں صحیح بات ڈال سکتے ہو، ڈال دیجئے اور اس پر عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائیں. یا اللہ بہت بہترین دنیا کی زندگی نصیب فرما، عزت سلامتی عافیت کی، اور بہترین موت نصیب فرما، بہترین قبر کی زندگی نصیب فرما، قیامت کے روز کوئی پریشانی نہ ہو، عرش کا سایہ سیدھا مل جائے اور وہاں سے سیدھے ہم جنت الفردوس میں اپنی مہربانی سے یا اللہ پہنچ جاوے، عذاب سے، آپ کی ناراضگی سے، عتاب سے یا اللہ ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما. اے اللہ، جو بھی کوئی انسان ہو، جو بھی اپنی مخلوق ہو، جو بھی ان کو پریشانی ہو، پریشانی دور فرما، پیسوں کی وجہ سے، بیماری کی وجہ سے، اختلافات اور لڑائیوں کی وجہ سے، کسی کا کام نہ ہونے کی وجہ سے، جس طرح سے بھی کسی کو پریشانی ہو، ہم سب کی پریشانیاں کو دور فرما. دین دنیا آخرت کے تمام خیر اور بھلائیاں نعمتیں ہم سب کو عطا فرما. وصلی اللہ علی النبی الامی، سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون، وسلام علی المرسلین، والحمد لله رب. جی، the main purpose on the 8th, 9th and 10th of February, we're having an Islahi Jalsa. This is what we spoke about, how this can come into our lives. In the Darul Uloom of Azadville, 8, 9 and 10 of February, Friday, it will start Jummah time till Sunday Zohar. Please try and attend. It is very important and will benefit tremendously, inshallah. Subhanallah.